Treadwife by Sarah Langan. Read by Stephanie Namet Parker. For my mom, Carol Joan Langan, who never asked for it, but definitely deserved her own dedication, her own story, a library full of them. 2020. Magic hour in western Pennsylvania, not far from Lake Erie. The town had fallen on hard times. Gravel weeds burst through its blacktop roads like green spray fireworks. To the east were corn farms. To the north, the abandoned railroad. Though most had left, a smattering of villagers remained. They'd gone to school together, or worshipped together, or were, in some tangled way, through generations of Sylvaners, related. There was a routine here. Sundays were for God. The rest of the week, they farmed. At dawn, they rose. At dusk, they parked tractors into sheds. They locked silos and corralled animals. They soaped away the dirt crammed under their fingernails. Saturdays, the two-block strip of stores along Main Street's curve of river lit up. Nights out, romantic meals, gatherings in the old union hall that served tray meals on picnic tables, cafeteria style. And then, a rare event in Sylvan Village. Magic hour. They stopped what they were doing. They left their houses and shops. They came out from kitchens and washrooms and dens. Light floated up from the soft, fertile earth, a foggy yellow that bloomed like pollen, skirting the air in radiant ribbons. Shall we? Yes, we shall. Those in town gathered by the river to bask in the wondrous yellow as it fogged and tumbled across the babbling water. On this occasion, the yellow brought something new. A slender, pregnant woman staggered down the storefront sidewalk. Weak. Sick? She clung from one timber overhang to the next. Was it the right woman? Her jeans and shirt were stained with children's spit-up, her brunette hair a nest of snarls. She must have walked all the miles here with bare feet. They'd broken open, the skin of her soles flapping. Had something bad happened out on Black Swan Farm? A shocking drama. She threw open the doors to Trembley's Bar and Grill to find a lone drunk, his head on the bar. "Help me!" she cried. Like a rock had been tied to his consciousness, the drunk twitched, then returned to the bottomless well of sleep. She limped back out, her tears marking clean paths down an otherwise filthy face. It was so unlike Mia Wright, a tidy, stoic woman. Mother to how many now? Four? Another on the way? Had she left them alone? Back home? The yellow rose into a thick, waist-high fog. Tomorrow, the villagers would clean the bloody trail Mia's feet had left. They would forget to whom the trail belonged. For now, they watched in bewilderment. It was as if they were actors in a play, and one of the characters had gone off script. At last, she spotted the crowd and ran to them, her gait an excruciating shamble. She grabbed hold of the innkeeper, Claire Hellel, by the shoulders and sank to her knees. "Help me," she begged. She was skinny except for the baby, her eyes so sunken they looked chewed out. "Get it out of me," she cried. It was then that they heard the engine. Headlights shone and refracted as a Silverado pickup crawled down Main Street. Like the splitting of the Red Sea, they got out of the way. Mia's husband, Stedman, popped open the driver's side door.
"Dear God in heaven, oh, thank you, God," he said, his hands in prayer, his voice thick with emotion. "I was so afraid."
Then to the crowd,
"She was down for a rest, but you know how she sleepwalks."
By now, everything was yellow. With care, compassion even, Claire pried Mia's tightly clenched fingers from her thighs. Stedman hoisted her by the underarms.
"It's okay now," he said to everyone watching. "I have her."
He walk-carried Mia back to his pickup. As the dark at last arrived, they drove into it. Act 1. Trap